I know that sometimes their planes do fall out of the sky, but, and here's the point, not nearly as often as the airline companies say they will. I, for one, would be willing to risk it. In the Great War against little dongly things, no sacrifice, I think, is too great. 1996, Completely Unexpected Productions Limited. We are stuck with technology when what we want, what we really want, is just stuff that works. How do we recognize something that is still technology? A good clue is if it comes with a manual. What have we got to lose? Some of the most revolutionary new ideas come from spotting something old to leave out, rather than thinking of something new to put in. The Sony Walkman, for instance, added nothing significantly new to the cassette player. It just left out the amplifier and speakers, thus creating a whole new way of listening to music in a whole new industry. Sony's new Handycam rather brilliantly leaves out the zoom function on the grounds that all a zoom does is cost money, add a lot of bulk, and render every amateur video ever made unwatchable. They might, while they're following this line of thought, consider marketing a record-only video player, and video companies might consider releasing movies that are actually recorded in fast-forward mode. The RISC chip works by the brilliant, life-enhancing principle of getting on with the easy stuff and leaving out all the difficult bits for someone else to deal with. I know it's a little more complicated than that, but you have to admit it's a damned attractive idea. A well-made dry martini works by the brilliant, life-enhancing principle of leaving out the martini. You also get dramatic advances when you spot that you can leave out part of the problem. Algebra, for instance, and hence the whole of computer programming, derives from the realization that you can leave out all the messy and tractable numbers. Then there's the new, improved UK Directory Inquiries Service. A couple of years or so ago, something radical changed. When you dialed 192, you actually got a civil, helpful answer. Usually, and here was the clue, delivered in a Scots accent. The whole operation had been rounded up and moved to Aberdeen, where they had a plentiful supply of civil, helpful people who didn't have to be compensated for living in London. Somebody bright at British Telecom had spotted that the location was immaterial. The problem of distance could simply be left out of the model, something they have yet to come to terms with in their pricing structures. With a little extra cable laying, it seems to me that they could have moved UK directory inquiries to St. Helena or the Falklands, thus bringing whole new possibilities of employment to areas that were previously limited to the things you could do with sheep. The Falklands could, while they were about it, put in a bid to run Argentina's directory inquiry service as well, which would give the foreign offices of both countries something to think about. Almost everything to do with the net involves spotting the things we can now leave out of the problem, and location